Young Adult Cat by Seaweed Water. Summary: Styles comes home to find his boyfriend missing and a fluffy black cat in his place. A black cat perches at Styles' window, thick tail swishing behind its fluffy mass as though it were begrudgingly tolerating this existence. Lush green eyes stab Styles in place, a halo surrounding its frame where the soft fluff catches the light, and briefly, the thought occurs that the cat isn't real. Phantom visions plaguing Styles even with a few years in this new body. With five fingers on each hand, he decides the cat is harmless, if not somewhat off-putting with its piercing stare. Styles drops his backpack and lifts the window with a missing screen, and the cat plops onto the carpeted floor like it knows the drill, its sleek limbs stretching out long as if adjusting to its form before claiming the end of Styles' unmade bed. Hey, kitty, Styles says warily, glancing out his window before approaching the cat. He reaches out, letting the cat sniff his hand, and is pleasantly surprised when the cat begins purring immediately, scenting its bristles over Styles' wiry fingers. Where did you come from? Styles asks without expecting an answer, but the cat chirps and blinks its soft eyes up at him, as if in response. As it twirls, insisting on keeping contact with Styles' hand as he wraps her back around, Styles notices the biggest balls he's ever seen on an animal of his size. Oh wow, excuse me, sir. If you spray, I can't convince Dad to let me keep you, Styles tells him, as if this were the only logical outcome of this ordeal. Obviously, the cat distribution system has chosen him, and this is completely out of his hands. Surely the sheriff will understand. Unless we get you fixed, of course, Styles finishes an afterthought, nodding to himself. The cat growls lowly and plops down on his haunches, plumy tail coiling around his paws as if shielding himself from such blasphemy. Styles snorts, eyeing the cat curiously. His eyes are eerily reminiscent of another animal he knows, I'll bet a part-time one. Well, don't spray then, Styles answers easily enough, reaching out to scratch under the cat's chin. The cat's purring is instant, eyes closing as he leans into the fingers eagerly, tail swaying. For being such a friendly and well-groomed cat, surely he belongs to someone. But why is he here? Were you sent as a side quest or main? Styles asks, and the cat chirps softly, but otherwise indulges on the steady pets. Styles starts, keeping his fingers moving over the downy fur. Kitty hasn't stopped purring since Styles began petting him, his mossy gaze returning when Styles says, "Does someone love you?" The way the cat stares at Styles in silence could be taken as an answer, his gaze steady with slow blinks, his tail curled playfully at the tip. His puffy cheeks nuzzles into Styles' hand, and he gives another soft blink, his gaze as privy as a conscious child. It's as if he's saying, "You." Cats tend to have that all-knowing way about them, but something about this kitty is especially familiar, like he's the missing glove of a pair, returning to where he belongs. Styles knows by now not to ignore these feelings. He'll pocket it for later and see what happens. I suppose you're right, I do love you, Styles answers for himself because it's true. Styles loves all animals, but especially furry critters with sharp teeth and pretty eyes. He shifts to rest on his knees, leaning over his bed to give closer attention to his new friend, fingertips never leaving his soft little body. The cat steps in closer and nudges his head against Styles, and already Styles would lay down his life for him, his heart expanding as tears spring in his eyes and his lips twist in an august smile. For whatever reason, it's clear this animal has sought him out, that he trusts him, and Styles is happy to reciprocate. It's too late for Dad to have any ruling input on this. The cat is staying. Might as well fetch provisions now. Derek is going to flip, Styles tells the cat with a huff, swiping his thumbs over the cat's cheeks. Derek always loves cats, but they haven't necessarily loved him back. Styles has a feeling this one will. Don't worry, I think he'll love you too. The cat butts their heads together with a low rumble, tongue scratching as he licks Styles' forehead, and Styles laughs before he gathers the cat in his arms. He accepts the hug, letting his small body relax into Styles' warmth, and Style stands up, still grasping him to his chest, face pressed into his fur. "Provisions, my king," Style says, and with a tiny, agreeable chirp, Styles barrels down the stairs to his jeep with a lump of fur in his arms. With the cat in the passenger seat, Styles takes off towards where he's pretty sure the pet store is. Recalling the last pet he had not going well, he's still not sure where Steve the Snake ended up after going missing, although part of him wonders if his dad got rid of him while Styles wasn't home. As he's pondering, pinching his bottom lip and disassociating at a red light, the cat stretches over the middle console and slinks his way into Styles' lap, his purrs crackling in the Jeep cabin as he takes his preferred seat. Styles can't help the giggle that leaves him, fingers automatically falling to stroke the soft fur. He finds himself pressing a kiss to the top of the kitty's head and wonders what he should call this tiny beast. He wonders what Derek would want to call him, and then realizes he hasn't heard from his boyfriend in a few hours. When he arrives at the pet store, he texts Derek about dinner later. Cat swipes his face incessantly at the corner of Styles' phone as if attempting to replace the tiny screen with his own body. Styles' lips curl as he slips his phone back into his pocket and clutches Mr. Kitty to his chest. "I guess we'll just call you Mr. Kitty. Kitty for short," Styles tells him as though he has a choice in the matter. Kitty scratches out a chirp in response, claws gently digging into Styles' skin. Styles sucks in air through his teeth and carefully unhooks the claws from his flesh as he lets himself out of the car. "Okay, well, we can do some research and see what you like later, but you're already Mr. Kitty in my head, so..." The cat is strangely at ease as Styles clings to him, shifting his dense mass to the other hip that only seems to increase the longer Styles holds him. He refuses to sit in the cart, only letting himself be held by howling otherwise. A worker finds them after tracing the distress call and suggests a cat sling to make things easier. "Oh, hell yeah," Styles says in relief, opening the sling right there in the aisle before throwing it on and slipping Mr. Kitty into the pouch over his chest. "Much better. How's that, Mr. Kitty?" The cat's bright eyes blink from the dark pocket he's cradled in, his purrs and relaxed demeanor evidence enough. Styles laughs and pats his rear, inclined to bounce his legs a bit as if rocking a baby to sleep, while the pet store clerk leads them down too many aisles, suggesting all the kitty necessities for Styles to fill his cart with. There are toys and food bowls and grooming supplies and cat trees and litter boxes and treats that make Mr. Kitty's cute little head pop out of the sling to investigate the promising crinkle. The needs of this small critter seemingly endless. It's a bit overwhelming, but Styles takes in a deep breath, determined to take good care of his new friend that will surely need a lot of his time and attention. Styles has a feeling Derek will be slightly jealous and terrible at hiding it, but he'll deal with that later. For now, he taps Derek's card against the reader, the one for emergencies only. "Hey, baby, welcome home. Guess what? I'm with Kat, and it's yours." The sheriff isn't home, nor has Derek texted him back by the time Styles pulls into the driveway. It's unusual for Derek to take so long to reply, but Styles knows he's at work and doesn't like touching his phone when his hands are dirty. Though it's just after 6, so he should be finishing up by now. Styles hums a slightly concerned sound as he stares at his phone, and behind him the cat prowls and meows for his attention or food. Styles can't tell yet. The cat turns its nose up at the first opened can. It's by the 5th can, and 2 different bags of crunchies. Styles thinks Mr. Kitty probably isn't hungry, because surely he's not this picky. And now that Styles realizes, he's quite famished after this long day and has simply forgotten to eat. Without his father home or Derek's response, he decides to preheat the oven for frozen pizza. The cat keeps meowing, his whiskers twitching as he flashes his sharp teeth. His stare intent. "What is it, Kitty?" Styles asks with a frown. Kitty stretches up, claws hooking into Styles' denim over his thigh, and Styles lets his thumb swipe over the downy meadow between the cat's ears, brows twisting in concern. The cat quiets, but his gaze lingers, unblinking, before he squeaks out a dire chirp, as if insisting there is urgent news that Styles should know by now. It feels ridiculous, but Styles just knows the cat is trying to tell him something in earnest. a real thing, not something like, I need better food and opposable thumbs, you incompetent bipedal swine. And not for the first time in his life, Styles is wishing he can communicate with animals. He wishes Derek were here. He'd have a better chance of understanding the creature, Styles is sure. And Styles lifts Mr. Kitty up, supporting him under his little rabbit feet, pressing him close like it's second nature to have an animal glued to his side. The cat molds to him easily, paws balancing himself on Styles' chest, but he does not tear his gaze away. Don't worry, Kitty, I've got you. We're gonna figure this out, okay? Styles tells him, swiping over Mr. Kitty's face, and the cat begins to purr, his unwavering gaze blinking softly as he lets Styles coddle him and kiss his nose and bury his face into his impossibly soft neck. And the cat lets it all happen, his body limp in Styles' arms as he accepts his affection akin to worship. The oven goes off, and reluctantly, Styles releases the cat back onto the floor, but not without smacking a few kisses over his irresistible face. He slides the frozen pizza onto the oven rack and sets a timer, and then stares at the row of uneaten cat food cans and sighs, wondering if it's worth it to go through all the trouble of saving it just for Kitty to pass it up again. As soon as Styles is done cleaning up his mess, Mr. Kitty starts back up with his incessant meows, not unlike the cries of a baby. It grates his ears, sighing as he picks up the cat. The crying stops immediately. The cat goes limp in his arms once again. Oh God, I'm raising a Velcro kitty, Styles says with a fond exhale, unsure if this was a curse or a blessing. Styles crashes onto the couch, keeping Kitty steady as he reached for the remote on instinct, and Kitty makes himself comfortable in Styles' lap. He turns on a random channel he has no intent on paying much attention to before pulling out his phone, scrolling through the last string of texts he had with his boyfriend to see if he missed anything, and then decides to call him. His fingers comb through Kitty's fur as the line trills and trills before eventually going to voicemail. It's Derek, leave a message. And Styles' breath catches. Hey, baby. Call me, Styles says, managing to keep most of the worry from his tone. Derek never misses a call from him. He hangs up and frowns at his phone, and the cat's claws dig into Styles' thigh as he kneads the invisible dough, purrs thundering in his tiny chest. Styles sucks in a breath through grit teeth, petting over his woolly pelt, accepting the sharpness of the pain for the affection in return. He sighs out when he's done, and the cat's paws dig into bone where he decides to sit facing Styles, blinking innocuously with languorous waves of his tail. Styles stares at him and thinks of the last thing he said to Derek, which was, "See you later," with a quick goodbye kiss before Derek slipped out of his window like he doesn't have a key to the house. Styles gave it to him just so Derek would know he always had a home here, and he's never used it, but he keeps it attached to his key ring. While he has his loft and nearly complete Hale mansion, Derek spends most nights here. He once said he likes the sound of people living around him, and Styles got the key made for him the next day. Without his father's permission, of course, as if the sheriff could deny that from him either. The sun has gone down, and while Styles didn't expect his dad home yet, he should have heard from Derek by now. He calls Isaac first. Is Derek home? No, but the Camaro is here. I thought he was with you. I haven't seen him since this morning, Styles says, his heart rate spiking as he starts biting the skin off his lip, staring at the cat in his lap. Oh shit, Isaac says, the panic already apparent in his voice. He didn't come back to the shop from lunch. He said he needed a nap. Styles takes in a deep breath, his fingers mindlessly scratching behind Kitty's ear. Derek takes plenty of naps, but for him to leave work early for one is odd. The cat's calmness seeps into Styles, his eyes staring thoughtfully. He rests a paw over Styles' chest and chirps again, verdant gaze penetrating, the tip of his tail tapping softly but impatiently where it rests in front of his miniature lion-like body. Okay, just stay there in case he comes back. I'll check in with Boyd and Erica, he tells Isaac, watching the eerily familiar feline in his lap as he ends the call. He chews on his bottom lip again, staring at the cat, tilting his head. It is quite odd for a cat to be so affectionate right off the bat, at least in Styles' experience. But this one came right up to him, right up to his window, to Derek's window. And he waited patiently to be let in, plopped on the floor like he had a million times before, and stared at him with the same lush, mossy eyes staring at him right now. Not only that, but Derek, a fluffy black wolf in his full alpha shift, is missing, and coincidentally, a fluffy black cat has taken up residence in Derek's place, Styles' lap. Stranger things have happened. Styles passes his thumb over Kitty's whiskers, sharing a penetrating look with the special animal in his lap. The one that chose him came in through the same window Derek likes to climb through, like he's declaring his territory to everyone who sees his ridiculously romantic antics. Derek? He asks carefully, just on the off chance he's right. His eyebrows go up at the absurdity of it all. Styles is rewarded with a trilling chirp as the eager cat makes his way up Styles' reclined chest and nudges the flat of his head against Styles' jaw. The squawk of disbelief leaves him, his hand curling around the back of the cat's shoulders. Wait, seriously? Derek? The cat meows again, a quiet response. And Styles can hear the soft relief in it, the way Derek would sound if he were the one responding. Just to be sure he's not making anything up, Styles says, "Okay, no, seriously. If you're Derek, lick my cheek," Styles says with another huff of disbelief, even as Derek swipes his sandpaper tongue over his cheek. He nibbles gently, and Styles laughs and wraps his arm around Derek's small body, overcome with the urge to crush him, but tenderly squeezing instead. For once, Styles is the bigger one of them. "Baby, what happened?" Styles asks with a frown in his tone, his hands moving over Derek's fur in consolation. He presses his lips over Derek's head, cupping his tiny skull in one hand. What did Derek get himself into? Clearly, he would have tried shifting back, and that's not working, which means he's been stuck like this since lunch at least. What did he do for lunch? Derek meows, drawing Styles' attention back from his thoughts. He knows Derek has all the answers. Styles has just got to ask the right questions. "Did you really just want to take a nap?" Styles asks, mindlessly stroking over Derek's back, all the way down to his tail. Meow once for yes and twice for no. One little meow, his shining eyes blinking softly with patient purrs. Styles can't help the curl of his lips. "Why were you so tired, baby?" Styles asks, more rhetorically this time, and through a series of chirps and scraggly mews, Styles assumes Derek is actually attempting to answer him. Unfortunately, Styles doesn't speak cat. "Very interesting," he responds as if he understood every word. The timer goes off for his pizza, and he realizes he should probably let the pack know Derek is relatively okay, and suddenly he's a bit overwhelmed. He hooks Derek under his arm and makes his way into the kitchen while he takes care of the first thing, pulling his pizza from the oven. He has to regretfully set Derek down for this part, and Derek howls the whole time Styles prepares his dinner. "What is it, baby?" Styles asks, consoling his cat boyfriend with a frown as he stares down at the most woeful eyes he's ever seen, and then his stomach drops as he realizes, "You poor thing, you're probably hungry for some real food, aren't you?" Of course he didn't eat the cat food. What was Styles even thinking? He glances in the fridge, eyeing the steaks his dad got for grilling tomorrow on his day off. Certain dad'll understand, Styles snatches them off the shelf before grabbing a knife and turning a full steak into bite-sized pieces. If he had gravy, he'd throw that on there too, but this'll have to do for now. As he's placing the bowl in front of Derek, the sheriff enters through the kitchen door and locks eyes on the cat. His brows shoot up, and before he can begin to protest, Styles starts spouting. "Please, can we keep him, Dad? He's so cute and he's such a good boy. I swear you'll love him. Look at him. He's so precious. Don't you just want to kiss his face?" "Ah, hell, Styles," Dad groans, hands falling to his hips in stern judgment. "Just give him one night and you'll see he's perfect," Styles insists, the corners of his mouth curling in preemptive triumph. It's already too late. For Derek's part, he pauses eating, licking his chops as he comes up to brush along the sheriff's legs. The sheriff's face crumples in defeat as Derek scents Dad as his. "Aw, see, Dad? He loves you already!" Styles coos, grinning from ear to ear as Derek's whiskers scrape over the sheriff's uniform pants. "I don't like cats," the sheriff gruffs out, lips pursing as he sends a tight glance down at the beast marking him. "He loves you, though," Styles says with a pout, reaching down to scoop Derek up simply because he can't resist. If he didn't want to be picked up, he shouldn't have turned into the world's most pick-upable animal. "Is that my steak?" Dad asks, and Styles' lips turn up as he pets Derek's head. "Mr. Kitty was hungry," Styles explains easily, tone all tender as he kisses the tip of Derek's nose. Derek licks his chops as if accepting it, then licks over Styles' lips, and the sheriff sighs. "Damn it, Styles," he says defeated. "Is he fixed at least?" "No," his smirk tightens as he nuzzles his nose in Derek's fur. "I told you, he's a good boy. You'll see." "He's not staying without getting fixed." "Yeah, okay, sure, whatever," Styles dismisses quickly, giving Derek one last kiss between his eyes before placing him back down on all fours in front of his meal. He starts chomping immediately, and Styles rests his hands on his cocked hips with a grin, his head tipped as he watches, and hardly containing his amusement. That's his boyfriend. And he's a cat, eating his father's steak like it's the first time he's been fed in years. It's fucking funny. "What does Derek think of this?" he finally asks, his last line of defense before he inevitably accepts the new critter of their household. The sheriff is not unused to Styles bringing random animals home. Oddly enough, never once has one of those animals been a cat. Something tells me he'll be okay with him. The sheriff grunts, and Styles notices the soft slump in his dad's shoulders. The forced way he presses his lips to keep from smiling as he plays the part of disapproving dad. We all know he's already smitten, and later, in front of the TV, Derek chooses Dad's lap this time, just to let them know he knows it. "Where's Derek?" Noah asks from his chair, used to the wolf being home by now. Derek's purse cut off only momentarily at the mention of his name, his green eyes blinking in Styles' direction before his motor kicks back on. "He's sitting on you," Styles says smugly, only mildly jealous. "Yeah, right," the sheriff scoffs, petting the cat he doesn't like, and Styles doesn't bother convincing him. He'll figure it out for himself soon enough. Styles has slept with Derek in his wolf form many, many times. The comfort of his massive body and the supernatural energy it takes to heat his build is one of Styles' favorite simple pleasures of life. It's easy to curl back against him, his heavy paws hanging over Styles, his massive head resting against Styles' ear as he snores and drools away, or to press his face into Derek's furry chest with his arms wrapped around the wolf's torso and his leg over Derek's waist. He can make himself comfortable in any position, but no matter what, Styles is always the small one. He always wondered what it'd be like if Derek were the smaller one. Usually that involved Styles' imagination running a bit wild and turning him into an abominable snowman that's large enough to do such a thing, or just an alternate universe where Styles is the bigger one and Derek is the smaller one. They dote on each other all the time, but since Derek is the alpha, he feels so inclined to take the brunt of this responsibility, almost as if he believes he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't really let himself be doted on as much as Styles would like to. It's different now, though. He sort of doesn't have a choice as Styles lays on his side and slips his arm around and underneath Derek's chest, Derek's tiny head resting in the palm of Styles' hand. Styles squeezes gently around his head, kissing his tiny temple several dozen times before moving along to kiss the rest of his face and ear and any other spot he can reach. He can't even be bothered with the cat hair in his mouth. Derek is the cutest, fluffiest, prettiest kitty Styles has ever laid eyes on. Every instinct in him beckons to pick up the little mammal and baby it, and Styles doesn't see any reason to ignore these instincts. Cats domesticated themselves for a reason, and as a human, it's Styles' instinctive duty to care for the one in his arms. As if Derek had the same realization, he lets his body melt into submission against his lover, soaking up the unbidden kisses and attention. His purrs reverberate, a tiny sigh escaping his tiny mouth, his tail flicking lazily. "Don't worry, baby, we'll figure this out soon," Styles whispers to him, pressing his lips to his downy head. Derek lets out a tiny squeak before he falls asleep. Our alpha is a cat, Isaac says, squatting to let Derek sniff his outstretched hand before petting over his fluffy coat. Derek makes no move to pull away, but does not indicate he's enjoying this whatsoever. After a moment of deciding, he offers a small blink, as if he'll allow it. And there's nothing wrong with that, Styles insists, watching Derek rub his scent over Isaac's hand. But he can't turn back into his human form, which is concerning. Right, why is he stuck like this? Erica asks, as if Styles already has the answer. They went over the events of yesterday with a fine-tooth comb. According to the betas, Derek had been feeding a stray cat at the garage for a few weeks now. Yesterday, he fed the cat, managing to pet him for the first time, and then said he needed a nap, and he never came back. I don't know, Styles admits. He hasn't had a chance to get into his research. He's had a cat to take care of. What'd the stray cat look like? It's an orange cat, Isaac says, so it's not like he traded places. We named him Sunny. Cute. They sit in the Stilinski living room, oohing and aahing over their alpha, asking questions they don't know the answer to. They keep getting distracted by the cat in the middle of the room, petting him and resisting the urge to pick him up, knowing that they do not have that privilege. Styles might bite their fingers before Derek could even get the chance. Surprisingly, though, Derek allows their pets, as if they're equal to worship. Our alpha is a cat, Boyd repeats, like saying it out loud might help him figure out how he feels about it. None of them signed up for a cat as a leader, but then again they did sign up for an odd life of supernatural and often inexplicable events which they inevitably get to the bottom of. We'll figure it out, Styles declares, watching Derek do a big stretch over the living room rug after Erica pulls her hand away. Boyd is the only one who hasn't pet him yet, watching carefully from the sheriff's chair, and Derek stares at him like Boyd has something that Derek wants. In true cat fashion, Derek decided to bother the one who hasn't given him any attention and makes his way over to Boyd. He sits patiently, letting his tail flick, watching Boyd watch him, before climbing into Boyd's lap and curling up into a fluffy black ball. I thought you liked cats, Vern, Erica says, watching curiously as Boyd carefully rests his heavy hand over Derek's body. The alpha starts purring immediately, his eyes turning to slits as he accepts pets from his beta. The corners of Boyd's mouth twitch, and Erica snickers before scooting herself closer, eager to pet the kitty in her boyfriend's lap. I love cats, but this is weird, he answers honestly. He moves his hand over the fur warily, as if any moment Derek might switch back into a big black wolf. He doesn't. He only makes himself more comfortable, his body going more lax as pets continue. The pack takes a hike to the Nematon, because surely that's the cause of all this. Derek patters along Styles, keeping up tirelessly with his pace, panting whenever they take short breaks. They all act as though the breaks are necessary for themselves, not designed in slightest for Derek to catch his breath. The wolves are itching to get out of their human skin, and Derek, too proud, will not accept reprieve in the form of Styles' arms. Not in front of his betas, at least. Why don't you guys take off and we'll meet you there? Maybe run off some of that energy too while you're at it, Styles suggests, and they all know what he's really suggesting. They graciously accept, howling as they strip their clothes and shift to run free. As soon as they're out of sight, Styles scoops Derek up before tucking him into the sling hidden beneath his zip-up hoodie. Derek allows it, purring gratefully against Styles' sternum for the entire hour it takes for Styles to trek along. The wolves burst from the brush just as Styles places Derek right on top of the barren stump. They pant heavily and come up to lick and sniff him, their tails wagging like they haven't seen him in years. Derek licks their noses right back. A grin stretches Styles' face, and he snaps a photo knowing he'd have regrets for the rest of his life without physical evidence of this memory. Even if their alpha is a cat, they still yield to him all the same. Isaac still worries, and Boyd maintains calm, and Erica seems indifferent, as if it's okay either way. They still love Derek the same, still honor his commands and follow his lead. They start to sniff around, searching for any evidence that might help, but nothing seems to stir anything within them. The Nemeton seems dead, but Stiles knows better than to believe that, his bones on edge the moment they stepped foot over its root system. Regardless, something tells him Derek's evolution has nothing to do with the stump that has otherwise caused him so much pain. On their walk home, before they've stumbled upon the Beta's trail of clothes, Stiles catches the moon's silver smile beyond the spidery trees and feels inclined to howl at it. So he does. The wolves follow suit, and eventually, unable to resist joining his pack, Derek howls out from Stiles' shoulder where he's balanced. His voice, a piercing high shrill, and Stiles laughs before adding more howls to the twilight air. Stiles ends up carrying their clothes in a baby sling, Derek resting over his shoulders like a fur. It's easier for him to just relax and settle into place, indifferent to the sweat covering Stiles' neck. They get home, the wolves still shifted as they all crowd into the house, and the sheriff is there in his chair, tuned into his evening television. The pizza Stiles ordered ahead of time is already waiting in the kitchen, and the wolves sniff out their favorite toppings before shoving their snout into the box and wolfing it down. Pack night, Stiles declares, and the sheriff just nods, resigned to accept his circus. Once dinner is obliterated, they crowd into the living room to groom each other to the soothing sounds of the sheriff's television program, and Derek does the best he can, but mostly ends up entirely damp. Boyd and Erica leave cowlicks over his fluffy coat, while Derek licks between Isaac's eyes. Stiles takes the picture, certain of making no regrets today. The cat is Derek, isn't it? The sheriff asks, watching them curiously. Stiles makes no attempt to hide his knowing smirk. Yeah, he's stuck like that and we don't know why, Stiles says from his comfy spot on the couch. The sheriff hums in acknowledgement, like it makes perfect sense. Shouldn't you be joining them? Noah asks, knowing this will only rile the pack up before dragging Stiles into the mandatory grooming session. The sheriff leaves for his own sake. The nightmares got better when they started sleeping together. But even wrapped in Derek's embrace is no safe place from the vestiges of the previous tenant. At least when Stiles woke up screaming, Derek is usually there to rock him back to sleep. Derek's wall of heat isn't beside him when Stiles is dragged back to reality, his heart racing as tears and sweat coat his face and his fingers tremble with his lips wrapped around each syllable of the number he is on. 1, 2, 3, all the way to 10, 5 for each hand, and again just to be sure. Despite the reassurance, it's not until Derek's furry face swipes over his upturned palm does Stiles' heart start to regulate. Fresh tears swell as he snatches Derek's small body and clutches him close, stray fur clinging to his sodden cheeks, Stiles' nose pressed into the dark cloud purring in his grasp. Derek is happy to comply, only struggling to shift so he can scratch his tongue over Stiles' wet face. While Stiles wishes Derek were in his human form, he's grateful for the distraction. Each time his mind summons the burning image of the Hale family home with Derek inside, Derek's tongue swipes the tears away like he's erasing the false memory of it. Sometimes they are of his father never coming home, or his mother getting better, only to perish in another way. Sometimes Melissa has taken that place, but the outcome is the same. Sometimes it's like the Nogatsune never left his body. Stiles cradles Derek close, calming at his soft scent and dulcet purrs vibrating his sternum. He's safe here in Stiles' arms. Nothing can hurt them here. They have yet to figure out how to switch Derek back. Stiles has done plenty of research, letting his schoolwork take less priority for a chance to kiss Derek's human lips again. There's nothing wrong with his kitty chops, and Stiles kisses them all the time, but he misses other parts of his boyfriend, too. After a few weeks and no luck, and a terrible grade on his physics test, Stiles and the pack decide to just let it be. Derek doesn't seem all that eager to regain his shifting abilities,
and a break could end in a breakthrough if they're lucky. Either way, one is necessary, as Derek so often reminds him, staring at him judgmentally from a corner before sauntering his way over to distract Styles from such things. He chirps as he hops up on Styles' desk, right in front of his laptop, and lets his tail brush under Styles' chin before he spins right back around to shove his head at Styles' jaw. Styles laughs and drags Derek into his arms, kissing his cotton head and stroking a velvety ear between his fingers. "You need some attention, baby," Styles coos, cherishing his chugging purrs, only to be interrupted by his soft, assenting squeak. He combs his fingers through Derek's fluffy hair, face pressed into the flat field between his ears, and glances up at his computer screen. It's already been decided for him that he's done now, and he slaps his laptop shut and turns his full attention to his cat boyfriend. Tucked under one arm, as the other maintains soft strokes between Derek's ears, Styles spins away from his desk and reclines as his feet rest at the edge of his bed. A heavy paw slaps over his chest, and Styles glances down to witness Derek fiddling with a hoodie string. Styles grins with a soft laugh. "Oh, is it playtime?" Styles asks, lifting up the string to tease in front of Derek's face. Feline instinct takes over, and his mossy irises disappear as his paws snatch at the false snake wiggling right before his eyes. Styles can't maintain his giggles whenever Derek's instincts take over. Even as a wolf, he'd play tug-of-war, gently, with Styles, and dig holes and fetch bones and sticks and chase critters in the leaf litter. Now, as a kitty, string is his number one enemy. Styles takes full advantage. He pulls out the red string once saved for his drawing boards, kisses Derek on his tiny wet nose, and sets him down on the floor to properly play with him. He giggles the whole time, watching Derek's rump wiggle back and forth before he pounces on the vicious string, his claws getting caught in the carpet, his body springing in the air when Styles yanks the string back just for him to follow. It's probably the most entertained Styles has been outside of any Marvel movie or new video game release, and by the end of the activity, both of them are panting to catch their breath. Giggling takes a lot of energy. "Come on, baby, let's go get some water," Styles says, pulling the string away as Derek watches, like it'll come to life. His pupils return to normal as he pants up at Styles, tail flicking to and fro. Styles pats his chest and says up, and Derek bounces into his arms with ease, his contented purrs undulating against Styles' sternum. Styles exits the double doors of his college hall when a familiar black cloud jumps down from the brick column of the steps, chirping as he hinders Styles' path. Styles grins and scoops him up immediately. Derek sits perched on Styles' forearm, greeting him with rough passes of his tongue over Styles' lips, paws anchoring himself over Styles' chest. "Hey, baby, did you walk the whole way here? You must be so tired," Styles coos, petting Derek's soft head as he kisses over his glossy whiskers. Derek chirps in response, his tone a bit pathetic but quite agreeable, and Styles laughs quietly and cradles him close. He'll never get over Derek's kitty voice, how he knows what Derek is saying without words, how it's like that even when he wears his human form. He's grateful they can still understand each other, that Derek is the same in any form. "You poor thing, traveling so far. You must be terribly hungry," Styles continues, and Derek trills softly, his lids dropping slowly as he leans into it, dragging the doting out for as long as he can. His front paws hang from his delicate arms over his chest, his hind legs relaxed as Styles cradles him. Derek would never admit how much he loves this in real life. It's like his instincts give him no choice, like being held and praised is the mode of his existence. He could be like that when he wanted to, but he never let himself have it so freely. But without choice, and the more time that passes, the more Derek seems inclined to stay like this, almost as if he prefers it this way. His form is limiting in some ways, but just as liberating in others. "Such a pretty kitty," Styles praises, beginning his walk back to his Jeep. "Holy shit, that is a magnificent cat," a classmate says as he nearly passes by before pausing to gawk, hopeful for a chance to pet the beautiful creature. Instantly, Styles turns away from him, clutching Derek to his chest. "He's not very friendly for anyone else," Styles warns, and the classmate steps closer, heedless to Styles' warning, as he reaches down to pet Derek's tail like he's been compelled to do so. As expected, Derek lashes out, his paw slapping the unwelcome hand away from him. He growls lowly, his ears planing with a hiss. Styles cradles him close, tucking Derek's tiny head under his chin with an effort to calm him, his lips hooking into a smug smile as he glances sideways at his dumbass classmate. "Told ya," Styles says, shifting Derek ever so slightly as his weight begins to increase. He looks down and asks with a frown, "Did he get you?" Derek meows woefully, his eyes big and shiny, and the classmate answers as if Styles were talking to him. "No," he grumbles, disgruntled and embarrassed as he checks his hand. Luckily for him, Derek has great control of his claws, and the idiot is unscathed. If Derek weren't sentient, he's not sure the kid would have been so lucky. "Aw, that's too bad," Styles says as he leans in to kiss the top of Derek's head. "My poor baby." The classmate grumbles about Styles being a fucking freak as he walks off, and Derek purrs violently, a paw hooking around Styles' neck, claws digging in affectionately. It almost hurts, but Styles is used to the pointy pain, happy to be there to help Derek release his emotions. How could he deny such a happy cat? "Such a good boy," Styles goes on, fingertips digging into the velvet undercoat, lips pressing over his flat head like that's what it was made for. "Come on, let's go get some food." Derek trills back, blinking softly as his head nudges against Styles' jaw, his purrs vibrating. Styles gets funny looks on the way back to the Jeep, easily ignored as he smooches the side of Derek's face against his mouth, mumbling soft praises between his many kisses. All the while, Derek is a surrealist painting in his arms, melting against him with ease as Styles manhandles his body into a new position. "Did you have a good day, Angel?" Styles asks as he slips on the sling and tucks Derek into the cozy pocket. He goes willingly, pressed against Styles' chest, and it feels like he belongs there. Derek's sharp claws dig in through his shirt, barely scratching Styles' skin. He'll take that as a no, which he should have assumed, but he's got to maintain conversation somehow. "I know, baby, I know," Styles coos. Any day he's not attached to Styles is not his favorite. "Sonic or McDonald's?" Styles asks, and Derek chirps once. They sit in a stall at the Sonic drive-in, and Styles feeds him bits of a cheeseburger and tater tots as he sits in the passenger seat, which Derek packs away as easily as he did as a wolf. His bites are just a lot smaller. The radio plays quietly as Styles chews and stares out at the train tracks and a billboard, wondering if he'll ever have his boyfriend back, while at the same time wishing it could always be like this. He just loves taking care of Derek, and being able to pick him up whenever he wants, and have him as close as possible. He loves that Derek relies on him so much, and allows it in the first place. He wishes he knew what Derek really thought of it. He knows he might be projecting. Just because Styles loves it doesn't mean that Derek does. He doesn't seem all that upset Styles has stalled out on figuring out a plan for him to turn back. When Styles told him, he blinked his eyes and meowed as he dipped his head into Styles' hand, assenting to his conclusions almost with a sense of relief. Styles would never admit how much he prefers Derek's shifted feline form. He loves Wolfie Derek for so many different reasons, and he truly loves Derek in any form. But even so, Derek was and has always been so much bigger than him. Styles likes being the bigger one for a change. He likes that he can be the protector of Derek. He likes how small and soft Derek is while being so strong, that his purrs heal Styles just the same as his pain drain, that his tail flicks and brushes under Styles' chin when he wants Styles' attention. He likes that Derek is as soft as Styles knows him to be, that his new alter form is a better representation of who he truly is. A fluffy little house cat with a curious tail and shining eyes, as shining as he is in any other form, and at the end of the day, just a baby. Styles' baby. Perhaps this is another evolution for him. The rightful form now that life has calmed and settled and he doesn't have to be so on guard anymore. Derek's nature has always been more feline than canine, and maybe that nature has finally caught up with him. Maybe Derek is supposed to be a cat. He wonders what Derek thinks. If he knows this, if he thinks the same thing. That he's much better suited as a floppy house cat than a wary wolf expecting trouble at every turn. He wants Derek to know that it's okay that he's not a big alpha wolf, but instead a precious alpha kitty cat. But Styles can't tell him that, for fear that Derek will think Styles prefers him a certain way. As if Styles has any say in how Derek represents himself. He prefers Derek when he's his most self, relaxed and uninhibited, safe in his protector's arms. Turning to Derek, half-chewed bite still in his mouth, he asks, "Do you like being a cat?" Derek looks up at him from his meal, licking his chops as he watches Styles carefully. And then Styles starts babbling. "I mean, obviously, I know you love being a wolf, but I just mean, like, it'd be okay if you liked being a cat, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. I think He licks his lips, knowing he should shut up, but incapable of it. I think cats are the real strong, silent type, and I think it really suits you, honestly. You've always been more cat-like to me, I don't know. I just think that maybe that's why you haven't changed back, because maybe you're supposed to be a cat. Like everybody wants to be a cat. Derek presses a paw to Styles' forearm and waits until Styles shuts up and meets his gaze. Slowly, he blinks once, letting his eyes shift over Styles' face when he opens them again. And then, as if for good measure, he meows. Just once. You do? Styles asks, a bit shocked. He meows again. Just the one. His whiskers twitch, and his eyes blink softly the same number of times. Styles smiles, letting his palm fall over Derek's small head before brushing his thumb between his mossy gaze. Yeah, me too, Styles says, as if he didn't already make that abundantly clear. Do you think you'd be okay never being a wolf again? Derek doesn't hesitate this time. He blinks immediately with a single chirp. So, Styles bites his lip, holding back a grin, would you say that you prefer to be a cat? He blinks again with one more soft chirp, and Styles laughs a bit, in minor surprise as he scratches under Derek's chin. Me too, he says carefully, then swallows and panics a bit. I mean, I truly love you in any form, whatever you want to be, and if you want to be a cat, I fully support that. Or, you know, if you want to be a wolf, I support that too, and I'm still committed to helping you turn back, but just so you know. Derek jumps up on the center console and presses a paw to Styles' lips as he stares his boyfriend down. You know, Styles mutters, and Derek blinks once again. Styles can't help his grin, reaching up to squeeze Derek's tiny precious paw in his palm, kissing the pad softly as he searches the feline's bright eyes. He returns to scratching at Derek's chin, always pleased to witness how much Derek loves it. You're my good boy, aren't you? Styles asks without expecting a response, and Derek trills a slow blink, leaning into the scratches. Styles grins, kissing his nose. As part of their newfound routine, Styles brushes Derek's fur out over the bed, intent on keeping his long fluff from matting. It's difficult for Derek to bathe himself entirely, relying on the pack to keep him relatively clean, but Styles has found he covets this time together. He just really enjoys taking care of Derek, and it's easier like this when he's baby-sized and baby-coated. At first, Derek acted as if he didn't care for it, slipping just out of reach each time Styles brought out the spiky metal brush like it was some kind of demon out to snatch his pelt off of him. But Styles didn't give up, knowing he'd appreciate the scratches of the bristle that reach his skin under his heavy coat and the weight that comes off him with each pass. Styles could make a second cat with the amount of hair Derek sheds. Now used to it, Derek lets himself be entirely manhandled as Styles reaches every inch of him, flipping him over, sliding him closer, gripping his scruff to hold his head in place as he swipes under his chin and over his downy chest. The lines of the brush carve into the fluffy contours covering his strong frame as Styles brushes over every spot several times before moving on to the next. Styles moves on to swiping him with a warm washcloth over his eyes and forehead, in his ears, along his body and tail, over each paw, before massaging a salve into the entirely soft pads of his little paws. All the while, Derek is purring away, the tip of his tail tapping lackadaisically, blinking softly as he's tended to. Such a purry kitty, Styles says, and Derek stops momentarily to twist his head back and stare silently as if attempting to disprove that. But it's cut short when Styles pets down his spine, patting his rear tenderly before curling his fingers around the feathery tail. He huffs out a silent laugh through his nose, watching Derek's blinking eyes slip shut as his purrs kick into overdrive. You just can't help it, can you, baby? Styles coos softly, and Derek squeaks out a resigned chirp as his head falls to the bed and his purr box clicks away. With a wide grin, Styles lifts him up and cradles him in one nook of his arm, his hand weighing over Derek's soft stomach as Styles' fingertips stroke him idly. He leans in to kiss the flap between his eyes. I love you, baby boy, Styles mumbles softly, and Derek says it back with his quiet mewl, falling asleep in Styles' arms.
The next morning he wakes. A solid man is asleep in his bed. It startles him at first, unused to the weight pulling him in. But Derek's scent is the same. his human mass and supernatural heat familiar beside him. Styles would know Derek anywhere. Tears spring in Styles' eyes as he wraps his arms around the man, face burrowing into his warm neck, hair getting caught in Derek's beard.
Derek is awake the moment he smells the salt, his arms squeezing Styles once, his face automatically pressing into his bedhead as he shifts to face him. "I've got you, baby. I'm here," Derek whispers, the human words foreign on his tongue. The sound of Derek's voice fills him with relief and remorse all at once. His Derek is back, the one he can banter with and kiss and fight and fuck, but his feline best friend is gone. Tears slip onto Derek's neck, conflicting emotions difficult to comprehend all at once. "I missed you," Styles whispers, clutching to Derek as his lips press against Styles' head, his arms locked tight around him. Styles did miss this, feeling small and safe in Derek's embrace. He's so proud of Derek and the courage it took him to let himself be adored like this. Styles is honored he got to give that to him. "I'll miss you," Styles says without meaning to, sniffling quietly. "I know," Derek says softly, like he does know, like he'll miss him too, but he's grateful to hold Styles again and use his words to reaffirm everything he feels for the human who takes such good care of him. "But I can always switch back." This halts the tears, and Styles sniffles as he sits up to regard the face of the man he hadn't seen in about a month now. New tears spill as he rests his hand over Derek's cheek, happy to see his stunning human face again. "Are you sure?" he asks tearfully. Derek smiles, turning to kiss the inside of Styles' palm. He sucks in a deep breath, and in front of Styles' eyes, he shifts back into the furry form they've both grown quite accustomed to. Styles laughs through his tears, gripping Derek close to his chest, reveling in the motor of purrs clicking in his tiny body. Derek licks the tears from his cheeks, and Styles' fingers get lost in the black cloud. After a while, he switches back, as if checking the ability isn't lost on him once again, and his mask crushes Styles in place as his eager lips find Styles' mouth. He rolls Styles over and fucks him into the mattress, making up for lost time. Styles whines on his cock, missing the full feeling of his boyfriend filling him, the slippery cum spilling inside him and leaking down his balls, as Derek shoves his head into the mattress and claims him again. Styles spits cat hair out of his mouth with a smirk curling his lips. Three cats sit perched on Styles' doorstep as he approaches the house after a long day of classes. One is glossy black with eyes that match a certain black beta of Styles' nose. One is fluffy white with another pair of familiar eyes. And the other is a mangled mess of curls that don't seem right on a cat, but Styles knows who they are instantly. He giggles to himself, careful to avoid their lazing tails as he unlocks the front door and lets them inside. Derek doesn't feel like being human today. He sits patiently in front of Styles' snoring face, delicately swiping his tail under the boy's chin. He likes having a tail he has a lot more control over. He likes a lot of things about being a cat. He had always wondered about being one, always felt like it was something he could ease into, that felt more right than being canine. Not wanting to disappoint his family, and not really believing he could ever be one, he didn't really give it much thought outside of his daydreams. But then he saw the stray cat, who was maybe a stray, but still very well loved around the neighborhood, and wondered what it would be like to be a simple house cat. He thought of how Styles would handle him, and he liked the idea of being cradled by him and doted on. And then he woke up from his nap as a cat. It was startling at first, but it soon felt like his mind and his instincts were one. Like this is what he was supposed to be all along. And maybe being a cat is what it took for him to truly let go and be vulnerable with Styles. He always knew he'd never had to hide his true self with Styles, and one day his shift took that to heart. He hadn't had any real complaints since then. Sure, he missed being a wolf sometimes simply because it's what he's known his whole life. But he still had all the same supernatural abilities, just in a smaller package. The trade-off feels like he still got a good deal. With his cold and wet nose, he leans in to sniff and nudge softly over Styles' cheek. It takes a few tries, but Styles' honey eyes flutter open, and his lips curl before Derek is snatched up into a crushing embrace. "You need me to take care of you, baby?" Styles asks him fondly, his voice tickling Derek's fur as he nuzzles his entire face into Derek's chest. Derek meows eagerly, his voice a quiet squeak when it comes out. "I've got you, my love," he murmurs softly, fingers tangling into Derek's coat. "Such a good boy," Derek purrs, tail flicking languidly. "Yeah, no complaints." The end. Reader's note. All the sounds of the cats in the background were my cats, especially my boy Sokka, as they kept wanting to be part of this and interrupt. So I let them have a little starring role. When I read this fic, I just knew that I had to make a podfic from it because it was so cute, and it really just shows what it's like to really love a cat, and I love my cats, and so this was very fun.
You should definitely go check out more of the author's work because they have a lot of really good fics, and then enjoy the next few moments of raw audio from my cats. Okay.
Yeah.